Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. And Kim, this time of year, of course, the countdown to harvest. Let's talk about quality and what you're hearing.
Well, I'm hearing right now that there may be some problems with the quality. You go back several months, we had the drought, we had a short crop coming on, then we got the cool weather and the rain. That crop maybe went from, for Oklahoma, 85 million up to 120. And then the rain and the cool weather continued. Talking to elevator managers, especially in southern Oklahoma, they say there will probably be some sprout damage, but right now they think it's going to be limited. The protein will be another question. One estimate I heard recently was 11.5%. So right now it looks, if we can get some dry conditions, that the quality will come in at least acceptable. And remember, last year's crop was about 14 average protein, so we can blend out some protein and make this crop just right for milling quality.
And then, of course, the big question with all this rain, when will harvest start?
Well, as soon as it gets dry, it's going to start. You know, we had the rains come across on Friday, then we should have about 7 days of, it's 20% rain, so maybe the high places will get dry enough, but as soon as it gets dry enough to get them in there, it's going to be moving in southern Oklahoma, and we're going to start getting some wheat in the bin.
Last week we talked about that price rally. What's happened since then?
Oh, it went away. It's incredible. You know, we got that 60-cent rally. I was talking about the July contract breaking $5.60 and maybe running on up. But again, we talked about it was the funds buying that drove that up. This week, 4 days, we took 55 cents off that price. We popped back down through that 520 support. We're now below that. And, the market giveth and the market taketh away. And right now, just like the weather, it's relatively volatile.
And then in terms of considering all that, what's the market offering?
Well, if you look at the basis across the state, it's probably from about a minus 45 in southern Oklahoma to a minus 10 near Enid area. If you go out to the Panhandle, it's a minus 35, all subtracted, of course, from that Kansas City July contract price. With that July contract around 510, you're looking at prices from 465 to somewhere around $5 near Enid.
And then what overall are you watching price-wise?
Well, price-wise, I think right now we could just watch that July contract. I mentioned that we had a resistance at 520. If we can pop that 520, maybe we can challenge that 560 again. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. If we stay below 520, we may go down and test 485 on that contract. If we break 485, then we could challenge 450. But I'm watching that July contract price.
Okay, Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, thanks a lot, and hopefully next week we can talk about those combines rolling.
You got it.